Disc 1 of 2, Prologue. This compact disc program includes the interview of Thomas Cyril Miller, who shares his stories from his military experiences in World War II. I recorded the interview onto cassette tapes in our home near Tacoma, Washington on October 17, 1987. These recordings have been made into a two-disc set and are intended to help us remember Tom and his stories for generations to come. Tom was born on February 23, 1922 in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, the youngest of seven children born to Thomas and Helga Miller. There were five boys and two girls. The family then moved to eastern Canada, where Tom's father managed the Yale Hotel. As a young boy, Tom was known as a bit of a prankster. He enjoyed telling of how he brought a mouse to school under his shirt. When the mouse got away in the classroom, Tom was sent home for the day, exactly what Tom wanted. He took piano lessons with his sister Helene. He played with enthusiasm and had a great ear for musical tones. Once he and his older sister performed on a live radio program in Canada. When they came to a suddenly missing page of the music, Tom improvised without the music while his sister froze in fright. His rambunctious piano playing style would later serve him well in Holland during the Second World War and was a continued source of delight to him and his family. As you listen to Tom tell his stories, you will recognize that his outgoing and adventurous spirit served him well throughout the war and for the rest of his life. Now, in Tom's words.
Yes, I was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada on February the 23rd, 1922. And my dad's name was Thomas W. Miller. My mother's was Helga Miller. We had seven children in the family. There were five boys and two girls. Oldest brother was Harold. And then down in order was Gladys, Percy, Claude, my brother Dwayne, who was killed in the war. Then my sister Helene and myself, the youngest. My father died in 1939 in Calgary, just at the outbreak of World War II, when Hitler invaded Poland, was generally considered by historians as the outbreak of World War II and Czechoslovakia. And the British Empire, along with France and some other countries, declared war on Germany, and Canada as part of the British Empire was immediately declared war on Germany also. I was in Kansas when my father died, just at that time. I went down to, in Calgary, I was living in Calgary, Alberta, went down to number one fighter squadron of the Royal Canadian Air Force. I would be 17 at the time, I guess, and tried to enlist. Probably by enlarging on my age a little bit, because you're supposed to be 18. There were a long lines of young men trying to enlist, and the Air Force was very popular. They were flying at that time Spitfires and Hawker Hurricanes, and I was going to actually go in as an aerial photographer, I believe, at the time, because I was interested in photography. They just took my name and details and told me that there was no need for recruiting anybody at that moment, but they would let me know later if they needed us. Well, nothing happened, so a month or two later, I went across Canada to Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is right on the East Coast, where my sister Gladys was living at the time, and my mother also was living with her at that time. I had gotten a job as a reporter on the Halifax Star, and if you wonder how a 17-year-old could get a job like that, remember that when war broke out, almost all the older able-bodied men either enlisted or went into the services, and they were very short of personnel for jobs of any kind at that time. But since I seemed to have some skills to write, I got this job, and it entailed going to work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, this was a morning paper, and working all night. And some of my duties were to go around to the various centers of activity in the city, such as the waterfront, the harbor master, the police station, the hospital, and so forth, and seeing if there were any, if there was any news. Now, remember, in those days, they didn't have TV cameras and radios and so forth. You just walked around with a notebook and a pencil. That's the way you took down the news.